Now, this afternoon, I want to call your attention to a psalm that several verses in it you know and you have loved, but it teaches something unique. What this psalm will say in a couple of places is rarely said and rarely understood. It's unique, and it is very important to gain the eternalness of this psalm and the truth of it. So I pray as I read this psalm and as I discuss it with you that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Don't ever fret. Don't get angry is another translation. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. And don't ever be envious, even though it looks like they're getting away with so much. Hold on. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as green herbs wither. They will be cut down forever. Now, that's the thing you've got to remember. When God says, and in the other translations, just they'll be killed or die, but this is the New King James, to me, says it the best. Cut down, but it is for eternity, forever and ever and ever. Never coming back, never another chance, gone forever. Trust in the Lord. Turn around the other way. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Concentrate and absorb and meditate on God's faithfulness. Think about how faithful He is in the Word. Meditate on His faithfulness in the Word and in your own life. And in the folks that you see that serve God, His faithfulness never fails. Never fails. He never fails. Let's say that. Never fails. He's always faithful to God's people. His faithfulness, how wonderful that is. And we want to continue to remember that as we read on. Delight yourself in the Lord. Let that be your delight. And listen to what He'll do in verse 4. He will give you the desires of your heart. When your meditation is on God and you're really into Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. They're going to be good desires. They're going to be the right desires. And those right desires, He's going to fulfill them. He is going to do it. And He is so faithful to do that. Delight in Him. Don't get distracted. Don't turn aside. Don't try it in yourself. And don't take the wrong steps. Walk and keep in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What a fabulous verse. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him. Commit it. Commit your way. Give your way over to God. Put your trust in Him. It says, commit it. Turn it loose. Commit. That's turn it loose. Turn your ways loose. Commit your life to God. Commit what you're going to do to Him. Don't take charge of your own life. What a mistake. What a mistake to make the choosing for yourself. Don't do that, because you'll make the wrong, it won't work. It won't work. You can't run your own life. You don't see the future. You don't understand. No, nobody does. And there's no, don't care how much you think you do, you don't. But God sees, and if you'll trust in Him, commit your way to Him, trust Him. Have confidence in Him, and He will bring it to pass. He will bring to pass the best, His plan. His great plan for your life. He'll bring it to pass. God, the wonderful thing about this psalm is, and so many others, but this one does it in a wonderful way, is it puts God is in charge. God is totally in charge. People get worried that God is not quite in charge. Let me help you to relax today and rest that God Almighty is totally in charge of this universe. There isn't one thing out of control in all of this universe, in the stars in the sky, and in the planets, and in anything in this earth. I want you to get a bigger picture of God today. God Almighty is in charge. Do you know this? That God knows every thought in every person's mind in this world all the time. There isn't one human being on planet Earth that one thought ever comes to their brain that God doesn't know it. He knows every thought. He knows every action. Every thought, every action, He knows. God is just so much bigger, so much more eternal, so much bigger and tremendous than people give Him credit for being. And He's in total control. He gives folks a free will. That's why things go the way they do. But He's in control. God Almighty knows every thought, and He knows every thought that anybody is ever going to think. God Almighty knows every thought that any human being that'll ever be created will ever think. He knows it already. There's nothing new to God. He doesn't learn anything. He knows it. He knows it already. He's not in school. He knows everything, every act, every thought, everything. And He is totally in charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What good things He's going to do for His people. And what awesome things are going to happen to those that don't serve Him. Praise God. He will bring it to pass. He will bring forth your righteousness as the certainty as the light. And your justice as the noonday. He'll bring it forth just as sure as the sun will rise, and just as sure as there's a 12 noon and the sun in the middle of the day. He is that positive. There's never a day that the sun didn't come up, and there's never a time that God doesn't fulfill His promises that He has said. And it says here, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Rest in Him. Find rest. Commit and rest and trust and rest. Take it easy. Don't get all worked up. God is on the throne and He's in charge and He's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Praise God. Wait patiently. Don't fret, it says. Don't worry. Don't get upset about things. Don't worry about what's going to be. God will take care of it. Praise God. Because the wicked people bring forth wicked, they bring forth wicked things to pass. Don't get angry. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Don't get upset. Do not fret. Verse 8. Do not do that. It only causes harm to get angry. For evildoers, those evildoers, don't worry about them, shall be cut off. Evildoers, wait, God's time, He's patient because it's for eternity. God waits a long time to judge people and to pass and to cut them off, as the psalmist here says, because it's forever. He lets them go along them because when he cuts them off, it's for eternity, forever and ever and ever. It's hard to grasp eternity. That's why he's patient, because once he cuts them off, it's forever, forever. No, nothing, no coming back. Gone, gone for eternity. That's why he's patient. But those who wait on the Lord, and those that are patient, that trust him, they shall inherit the earth. God is going to give us this whole place. Praise God. We're going to rule and reign with Christ. We're going to inherit this earth. Now, you may live in a small house. I've lived in some small ones in my time. Some real small ones. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because we're going to inherit everything. We're going to inherit for eternity. We're going to inherit the earth. We're going to live 1,000 years and in a new heaven and a new earth. And we're going to have that forever and ever and ever and ever. And you're just here passing. You know, there's nothing permanent right now. Everything is passing. We change every day. And we go by so quickly. But that is coming a day that we're going to have an inheritance, that we're going to get an inheritance that is forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look diligently for the wicked, for their place. You'll look for them. You can't find them. They're going to be gone. The wicked are going to be wiped out, gone forever. But it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth. They're going to be taken away. They're going to all be gone. Wicked are all going to be taken away. But we're going to inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We will inherit it, and God says he's going to give us peace. You get peace right now. You get the peace of God right now. When you get saved and you won't let these things trouble you, you'll have the peace of God within you. It is incredible, the peace that God can give you. I mean, deep peace. When the world is worried and fret, Christians should never be biting their nails and pulling out your hair and going to pieces. No, no, if you know Jesus, you don't need to do that. Don't ever do that. He is in charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is in charge. If you'll trust and wait, he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll take care of you. The weak, we're going to inherit the earth. The wicked plot against the just and gnashes his teeth against them. The wicked do, but God takes care of them. And I love this verse here. Now, this next verse here is unique. Verse 13. The Lord laughs at him, the wicked. The Lord laughs. Verse 13. Do you know it's only about three places that he says that God laughs? You don't ever, in the New Testament, you never read once where God laughed. It's only maybe three times in the whole book of Psalms that it even mentions that. But here, God is laughing. He's laughing because it says he sees, he knows their future. The wicked feel like we're getting away with it. We can keep on doing this. It's only God's mercy that they can keep on. He's waiting for them, giving them a chance. But God says he sees the wicked that think that they're going to get away with it and to think there's no end coming. And someone said to me the other day, there is no God. Person I've been praying for, there is no God. Oh, what foolishness. Because he's patient, because he's waiting, because he doesn't just act when you'd like him to. But God says he sits in the heavens and laughs at the wicked and says he's in total control. And he says he knows what's going to happen. He knows he's going to take care of them. He don't care how they curse him and how they act against him, because he is in total charge. And it says he laughs at them. He laughs because he is in total charge, total, complete, absolute control of this universe. Nobody gets away with anything. Nobody gets away with anything. Doesn't matter what you think or how it looks to you. I have news for you. God in heaven is just, and every wicked thing gets taken care of. And the just get taken care of. Hallelujah. He is in charge. Hallelujah. Total charge. Praise God. Hallelujah. He laughs at the wicked when they curse him and scorn at him. He laughs, it says. He sees their days coming. He knows what's going to happen. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those that are upright in conduct. They have drawn it, but it says their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. You draw a sword for someone else, you're drawing it for yourself. Don't ever try to put the sword in somebody, because the Bible says the sword will come back to you. What you sow, you reap. You point the sword at somebody, it's coming into you. It says that right here. Their sword enters their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Now, this 16th verse is wonderful. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. God blesses a little bit that a righteous has, and it's better and goes further than the riches of many people. Their riches are all going to be wiped out, and his is going to last forever. Hallelujah. He's going to be blessed forever and ever and ever and ever. And God takes care of his own. Don't worry. He takes care of you. The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. When they stretch out their arms to come against you, he'll break them. But he upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Their inheritance is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You are going to be separated. The righteous are going to be separated from the wicked for eternity. You have an eternity of blessing. You have not only his presence and his peace and his blessing here, but all through eternity. And this life is brief, just a shadow, just a passing, fleeting moment. That is for eternity, your blessing. God has chosen you with an eternal purpose. With an eternal purpose. They are wiped out for eternity, suffering for eternity. You are blessed for eternity, forever and ever and ever. In the days of famine, God's people shall be satisfied. The wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows that vanish, and like smoke which vanishes away. The wicked will pass away like smoke, just like smoke vanishes away. But the righteous will last for eternity. What a comparison in this psalm. The wicked borrows and does not repay. The wicked will borrow but won't pay back their debts. But the righteous show mercy and give. Righteous people are givers. They're just plain givers. It's just in the righteous to give. You're a giver. Those who are blessed by him shall inherit the earth. He says it over and over. We will inherit the earth. It's all going to be ours. Those who are cursed by him shall be cut off. The wicked are cut off for eternity. The wicked are cut off and perish for eternity. The righteous inherit the earth and his blessings forever and ever and ever. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. just like we heard in the testimony here before I came up to speak. You don't have to worry about it. Just do the right thing. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. He's taking care of you. He'll guide you. Praise God. You don't have to worry about it. You haven't got to get all upset about it. He'll order your steps. He's directing you. And he delights in his way. God, the righteous, the folks that are seeking God, he's going to direct your steps. He's got a plan for you. He'll direct you. He's got a plan. He'll direct you in little things, in big things, in little things. Do you know God is interested? He's such a big God that you can pray the littlest things. God will hear your prayers on the small. How many in here have ever experienced God doing little things for you? Little things. Just pray for tiny little things. He'll do anything for you. And he's just as interested in a small thing as he is a big thing, because there's nothing big or little with God. Do you know that? Big things are little with God. He's the same. Everything's the same with God. He is so big and so incredible, and he loves to do little things, big things, whatever you need. You can trust him. Take care of him. He'll feed you. He'll take care of you. He'll give you. You can pray in a grocery store. You can pray anywhere, and God will direct you. Hallelujah. Have you found that out? He'll watch over you in the smallest little things. You know why? I love to think of that, because God gives his angels charge over you. If any of you ever been conscious, I've been conscious of angels watching over me, conscious that angels are guiding you, watching over you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Angels take care of God's people in little things. They've taken care of you when you didn't even know it. You didn't even know that God had an angel that took care of you on that situation. You would have had an accident, but an angel was watching over you. God, they're with you all the time. God is watching over you every minute. You don't need to worry. He is taking care of you. Little problems, big problems, little things, big things. He is so interested in you, he will do the little things for you. Big things, little things. Praise God. God will take care of you, whatever the situation is. Somewhere in this psalm, it'll talk about in hard times what God will do for you. And I love that part. Praise God. Praise God. And it says, this is what I was looking for. And the days of famine in 19, they shall be satisfied. God says when the depression comes, the famine comes, whatever it is, when those famines will wipe people out, he says, I will take care of you and satisfy you in the famine. Says the wicked will perish, but I'll take care of you. Isn't that tremendous? In verse 19, he says, praise God. In the last part of that verse, in the days of famine. I have a wonderful testimony about my mother. I have to remind you of that. I would tell it every so often because that's why I'm here. Had a mother that knew God, that prayed. My father left my mother 2 months before I was born. I was a sixth child. And she didn't know he was going. Nobody knew it. And she was pregnant, 7 months pregnant with me, 2 months before I was born. He went away with a minister to hold meetings in Florida and never came back. And all of a sudden, he wrote a few letters and he didn't write anymore and he was gone. And my mother was left, no relatives, living in Connecticut. She come from North Carolina. And she had no family, nobody there, with six children. And no state aid in those days, no aid, no nothing. And six children with nothing. And so she was telling this story one time, and a lady came and said, I would have lost my mind. She said, my dear sister, it's no time to lose your mind, she says, when you've got six children to use. She said, I had to have all my brains that I had, she said, and had to ask God for more, praise God, and how to keep it together. She said, it's no time to go crazy. She said, it's the time to pray, hallelujah, and to believe God, hallelujah. Yeah. And we never starved. We always had plenty. In fact, I was always overweight. We had nothing, but we always ate. And it was wonderful when she rented a house. We rented a place in Connecticut there, in Mystic, Connecticut, rented a place to live. And it was an old house, a big house. And a man rented the store above, and he was a chef. He had been a chef on a boat, and he was cooking. He says, I can't cook for one. I've got to cook for a lot. So he cooked and sent the food down to us. He kept his part and fed us, praise God. So many meals, he would feed us. The saints would come in. And the state came to take us, and they didn't give you anything, but they would take your children and take us away. The state came and said, we're going to take these children from you. She said, now, I have news for you. You're never going to get them. And she said, in fact, God gave me the children. If he'd have wanted you to have them, he'd have given them to you. But since he gave them to me, I will keep them, and you will never get them. They said, we are going to get them, and we come into this house, and there's nothing in that cupboard. We're taking them. She said, you'll never get them. They never did. They'd come back in and rush into the kitchen and the pantry and open that. It would always be full. Some saint would always beat the state there, and we'd have groceries in the cupboard every time they came. Now, yes, we had some hard times. Yes, we did. But I never was afraid. And we grew up because God took care of us remarkably, remarkably, remarkably. And it's nothing. Folks, we're talking about God Almighty that created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. God can feed you anywhere. Anytime, there's no problems with God. He is the Almighty. Trust Him. Trust Him. Look to Him. Believe in His promises, because they're the same yesterday, today, and forever. He fed the children of Israel for 40 years, and he sent angels' food down every day for them, and he fed them and gave them water out of the rock. Now, I've got news for you. He's the same God today he was when he fed the children of Israel. He is God Almighty. Hallelujah! 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 We're not depending on the government. Thank God when they do right. I'm not against that. But that's not where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Let's give Him a shout of praise this afternoon. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of hard times. We just trust God. He's the same. He's going to take care of you. It doesn't matter. Praise God. What goes on? He sits in the heavens and laughs. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what He's going to do. Hallelujah. He's the same. He's going to take care of His people. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. The wicked perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the meadow, like smoke. The wicked borrow and doesn't give back, righteous give. Those who are blessed of Him shall inherit the earth. Those that are cursed, cut off for eternity. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, this is a verse I really love. Verse 24, though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. I love that verse. Though you fall, don't you get, so you slip, you fall. You will not be utterly cast down. God will pick you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you so much. If you fall, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever let the devil lie to you and say, give up. Give up. That's a lie. That's a lie. You don't need to give up. When you fall, you ask God to help you. He'll pick you up. He'll pick you up. And He'll help you to make it. Yeah, but I fell twice. He'll pick you up twice. Peter asked Jesus, said, how much time should I forgive somebody? Seven times in a day? And Jesus said, 70 times seven. If he meant you should do that, he'll do that. He'll pick you up if you'll call on him and repent and ask him to help you. He'll pick you up every time, every time, every time. He is God Almighty. Let me tell you something about God. He's a picker-upper. He'll pick you up. He will not turn you loose. You've got to break out of his hand. He'll hold on to you. He loves you. He called you. He's going to keep you. Give him a praise this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Don't you ever give up. Though he falls, he's not going to be utterly cast down. The Lord will lift him up with his own hands. I have been young and now am old. Well, that sure is me. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. I have never seen the righteous descendant. His children are blessed. His children are blessed. Isn't that wonderful? His descendants are blessed. He has been merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Your children will be blessed. The blessing comes down. That's why I'm blessed. Had a godly mother. Thank you, Jesus. Depart from evil, do good, and dwell evermore. The Lord loves justice. And he does not forsake his saints. He will never forsake you. I don't care what the situation comes in this country or in your life or in your personal circumstances. God will never desert you nor leave you. Never will. He'll be there. He'll be there. He'll be there. Hallelujah. He's there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. He's going to keep you forever. He's a forever God. You notice that? He's a forever God. Ever and ever and ever. The descendants, this is sad. The descendants of the wicked, they'll be cut off. Just the verse before that, the descendants of the righteous are blessed. But the descendants of the wicked are cut off. They're cut off for eternity. That's sad. The descendants of the wicked, gone. Cut off forever and ever and ever. The righteous inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Notice, it keeps saying forever, 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 forever. God is trying to get something through to us. That we're talking about an eternal God. We're talking about God eternity. Whatever he does has eternity in it. Everything he touches has eternity in it. He's an eternal God. He saved you for eternity. He's going to love you for eternity. He's going to be close to you for eternity. Hallelujah. He is an eternal God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom. His tongue talks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. God's word is in your heart. None of your steps will slide. When you get full of the word of God, your steps won't slide. This word, this truth will keep you. It will keep you. Whatever circumstances comes, it'll be enough. It was sufficient. You won't slide regardless of where you put, nor how slippery Satan makes it under your feet. You are not going to slide because the word of God is in you. The wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay him. The Lord will not leave him, the righteous, in the wicked's hands, nor condemn him. He won't condemn us when we're judged. Thank you, Jesus. He'll never condemn you. Satan will point a finger at you, but God will never condemn you. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. He is going to lift you up. We will inherit the land. Praise God. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree, so big. Yet he passes away, and behold, he is no more. I sought for him. He could not be found. He was gone. The wicked are going to vanish. They're not going to stay here. Look around, folks. When you drive home, you're going to have the land. It's all going to be ours. Praise God. Everything's going to belong to us. We're going to inherit the earth, the whole thing. Praise God. I don't know who in here will be mayor of New York when Jesus comes. Praise God. But we're going to inherit the whole thing. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright. The future of that man is peace. The transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked is cut off. They're cut off, cut off, cut off, cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. He is your strength. He is your strength. You say, I wouldn't have strength to go through that terrible situation somebody went through. I don't have the strength to go through it. You don't need the strength. It's his strength. He's going to give you his strength. Whatever situation you face, whatever problem comes your way, his strength will be with you. I can remember when our daughter, our only daughter, whom we love so much, was killed in an accident. God gave me such an understanding and such strength. I love this child so much. And yes, we cried a lot. It was painful. But I found myself understanding something. And God made something so clear to me that he saved her. Because there was sadness coming. He saved her out of a trouble that was going to be ahead. I read it in Isaiah. And God spoke to me. I spoke at my daughter's funeral. Stood and spoke. Because the strength in time of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble. When the world thinks you're going over, under, you're going over. Hallelujah. You're going to stand up. In the days of tragedy, you'll stand up. Whatever comes, God gives you his strength. I'm not a strong person in myself. I don't have anything to boast. I'm really not. I'm really kind of a bit of a coward in the natural. I'm not a great person at all. If you knew me, you'd know that's the truth. But let me tell you something. When you have Jesus Christ, he makes you strong. You're strong in him. You're powerful in him. Hallelujah. I was the last person you'd ever think would preach the gospel. But God's strength, when he called me, I remember when the anointing came, he takes the weak and the little and the insignificant and does something for you that nobody else can do. He is our strength in the time of trouble. Whatever's coming, you don't need to worry about it. You don't need to fear about the future. He's got it in his hands. He is God Almighty. There's nothing going to happen if he doesn't permit, and his people are going to rise above it all. He's going to take us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will help and deliver them. Deliver them from the wicked. He is with us. Praise God. And the Lord will help us, deliver us, and save us from the wicked because we trust in him. Now, in conclusion, I got to hurry. I want you to notice these things now. Quickly, I'm going to give a quick review. The evildoers are cut down, verse 2. Evildoers are cut off, verse 9. Cut down, cut off, withered. Verse 10, the wicked shall be no more, gone forever, verse 10. Verse 13, the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees the days coming. He sees everything. And he laughs when he thinks they think they know what's going to happen. He laughs at them. He knows what's going to happen. Their sword enters their own heart. Their own bows are broken, verse 15. The arm of the wicked is broken, verse 17. The wicked perish, verse 20, and vanish as smoke. They vanish. They're gone. Gone forever. The wicked are cursed by the Lord and cut off in verse 22. Verse 28, the descendants, the children of the wicked, are cut off. You see the wicked cut off, verse 34. They're gone, can't be found. The future of the wicked is cut off eternally, verse 38. Now, listen to the righteous. That's the wicked, the righteous. Delight in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, verse 4. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He'll bring it to pass, verse 5. Those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth, verse 9. The meek shall inherit the earth and have abundance of peace, verse 11. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked, verse 18. I was young, now I'm old, and the righteous were never forsaken nor his seed begging bread, verse 25. He does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, verse 28. Righteous inherit the land and dwell or live in it forever, verse 29. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide, verse 31. He shall not leave the righteous in the hands of the wicked, nor condemn the righteous when he is judged, verse 33. Praise God. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright. The future of that man is peace, 37. The Lord is the strength of the righteous in the time of trouble, verse 39. The Lord will help them. The Lord will deliver them. The Lord will save them because they trust in Him. Verse 40. What a future awaits us. What tragedy awaits the world. But we have eternal hope, security, strength, forgiveness. Peace is ours forever and ever. God bless you, everyone. God bless you, Pastor. Praise God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. There are some messages that only experience can really preach with that kind of weight. I'd like to give an altar call this afternoon for every person who's here today that's really, really going through a struggle and just wondering, how am I ever going to make it through this? Trust in the Lord. Rest in Him. Don't fret, especially in this society we're living in right now. A lot of you have to go back to work environments where it's just the natural thing to fret because of there's such a revulsive kind of behavior going on now, repulsive actually. The way that people speak about those that are righteous, how violent is becoming the arguments of one culture against another, one side of an argument against the other side, and everybody's vilifying somebody. It's very, very difficult to be a Christian in this environment. But God says, wait upon me, trust in me, commit your way unto me. Don't fret about evil as it seemingly prospers. I have Psalm 37, Brother Crown, has been one of my favorite for years and years and years and years. Because I've divided it into two parts, my part and God's part. My part is don't fret, trust, delight myself in the Lord, et cetera, et cetera. And God's part is to take away the wicked and to see that righteousness comes forth as the noonday. And you read it in that context. And it's amazing when you see it. And so I'm wanting to give an altar call today for everyone who just needs peace in your situation. Mark the end of the upright person, the end of that person who's been walking in the ways of God is an internal peace that passes understanding. And we'd like to pray today for those who just need peace, whatever situation you're going into, whatever trial you're having to face, whatever environment you have to live in right now, that God can give you that peace that passes all understanding. Thank God for peace. We're going to need peace in this generation. We're going to have to walk in that peace that God offers through Jesus Christ. The days are dark, and they're not going to get better. And you and I are going to have to learn to find that covering that God has always longed to give us. And today, if God has spoken to your heart through His Word and through His servant, I'm going to ask that as we stand and worship just for a moment, that you just come forward, and I'm going to ask Brother Crandall to come back and pray for you, that the peace of God begin to govern your steps and govern your situation. Let's stand together, please, if you will. We're going to worship just for a moment.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness. Just put your hands up all over the place. Such great faithfulness. Such great faithfulness. Such compassion. Such eternal love. He cares for you with an eternal love. Compassion. Great is His faithfulness. You don't need to worry. He cares about every person standing here. There's not a situation that He's not equal to. He cares about you with an eternal love. He cared about you from before eternity. He called you. He cares. Reach out and trust Him. Come on, put your hands up and reach out to Him and put your trust in Him as we pray together. Lift your heart to Him this afternoon. He cares about you. He cares. He sees you. He knows you. He cares. Come on, let's reach up to Him. Father, we thank You for Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God, for Savior. Jesus, we thank You that You care for every person here. You care about everyone. Now, Jesus, lift their load. Lift them as they trust in You. Put their faith and confidence in You. God, we ask that You'll help them. Father, we pray for every person standing here. Lift the burdens. Help them to trust You. Wait in Your presence. Realize that You are equal to their situation. You love them with an eternal love. God, touch their bodies. Touch their souls. Touch them financially. Whatever the need is, God, whatever the needs are, let them look to You and trust You. Lift their faith, God. Let them be men and women of faith and confidence. Build our confidence in You. And God, let the light shine out of us and shine through these people and take them through and bless their children and bless their posterity. Watch over them, God. Lead them and guide them, we pray. And Lord, we ask You, make everyone here a winner. God, let everyone here win and trust You and walk with You and become all that You want them to be. And God, let them hear those words from You. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We're looking forward to that day when we smile in Your presence. We thank You for it. Now watch over them in their homes as they go in their work with their situations. God, put faith in them and let them walk with God and see the mighty things that You will do for them. In Your name, amen and amen.
Bless the Lord. Father, I pray that this peace the Bible speaks about that passes understanding come upon us as a church congregation, individually and collectively. God, You said that You will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon You. Help us, Lord, to stay in Your word. Help us, God, to be a people of prayer. Give us faith, Lord, and give us eyes to see what ordinary people can't see. Give us spiritual eyes, Lord, to see great good in the days that we're living in and in the days ahead. And Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You that You'll bring us through the valleys of the shadow of death. You'll prepare a table for us in the middle of our enemies. God, Your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank You, Lord, for brothers and sisters in Christ in this house, that nobody needs to be alone. Nobody needs to walk or fight or struggle or pray alone. Father, I thank You for a body. I thank You for people who love You and know You. And Lord, we thank You for this in Jesus' name.